You know, Christ told us that the most important thing that we can do were two things: love God with all our heart and love our neighbor as ourself. He says those are two greatest things that we can do in our life. And in today's gospel, Jesus is telling us how to treat our neighbor. Now, if you notice, Jesus was in this Samaritan town, which was northern Judea. And the northern and the southerners hated each other. The ones in the south said you could only make sacrifice in Jerusalem. Well, the Jews in the northern part says, no, we can also make it up here. And also they began to marry the pagans, and they began to take on their customs and so forth. And so the feud between them became so great that neither one would talk to the other. They just totally acted as if the other did not exist. And so Jesus in today's gospel is showing us how we should treat those that don't agree with us, how to treat our neighbor. And if you notice, here was a Samaritan woman. She was getting water from the well. And Jesus totally surprised her, because he said to her, "Woman, can you give me some water?" In other words, he was showing great respect for her because he's asking her for a favor. And this totally surprised the woman, because she knew Jesus was from the south. And so she was wondering, well, why is he talking to me? Because the southern Jews don't talk to us. They totally ignore us. And so Jesus was showing us that's the way we are to treat other people, is by giving them total respect. And why do we give them total respect? Because every human being is made to the image and likeness of God. And so we have to expect, we have to show that to other people. You know, what's so very easy to do is if somebody treats you bad, evil always wants you, well, give them a dose of their own medicine. Just treat them bad then. And if you notice here, Christ is saying no. He says, remember, don't look at what they say or do. See what God made them to the image and likeness of God. And so you love them and treat them with respect because of that. Now, no matter how they may treat you, you should treat them the way they should treat you. And if you notice, the woman said, why are you doing this? And Jesus told her, he said to her, if you realize what the love of God has in mind for you, you would look upon, and who it is that's saying, talking to you, you would understand. Well, of course, he was, if you notice, he was bringing the true faith about God to her. And that's what we should be trying when we show goodness to others, is that we're doing it because of the goodness and the love of God. And we're showing them this is the way God wants us to treat each other. And so this whole story, if you read through it very carefully, is how Jesus says you should always be trying to draw other people to God by the way that you treat them. You know, sometimes people say, well, no matter how I treat them, they won't change. Well, if you notice, this woman changed, and all the other people came to talk to Christ. They changed. And we should remember, whenever God asks us to take on any sacrifice or any hardship, it always has a purpose. And a purpose is to draw people to God. because, you know, you may not be aware of it, but most priests are very much aware of it, because so often in when we hear confessions, people will come and say to us, well, I've been away for 20 years, 30 years, and I'm coming back now because of so-and-so who treated me with great respect. And this is a reminder to us, when we have to make sacrifices for others, if we offer them to God, that will bring graces to sinners that will draw many sinners back to God. We may never see it in our lifetime, but I often tell people this, I says, how would you feel if you, when you were in heaven, if some people walked up to you and say, well, because of the way you treated me, or the way you prayed for others, I got the grace to get to heaven. Or here, all of a sudden, they'd be saying, because of what you did, they made it to heaven. Would you say to them, it wasn't worthwhile for what you had to suffer here on earth, that you kept a person from hell, and they will be in heaven forever? And this is, Jesus gives a story to remind us that whenever we have to suffer or make sacrifices to live as Christ wants us to live, as a loving, forgiving person, it has broad effects, not only on just those that we meet, but for others. And so never feel that whenever you have to make sacrifices to treat other people well, or to make sacrifices for them, that it's useless, because it all serves a purpose. You know, God never does something that is useless, because everything that God does is an act of love. And the act of love is going to draw results. And so whenever we sacrifice, we should never feel that it's a waste of time, because it's not. It will draw people to God that you may not know about here on earth, but you find out later on once you're in heaven. So whenever you read this particular gospel, think of that and remind yourself that to love God, I have to love my neighbor too, because they are the image of God. And if I really care about God, I'm going to care about others and be willing to sacrifice for them.